Welcome to Cut from the Same Hem, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of his garment.
Who's... Welcome to another episode of Cut from the Same Hem. I am your host, Jarrell, with my other host, Tim, Jay, Wilbert, the Dramatics.
The second.
Y'all like that? The second. There's a third.
Because
there's
a third.
Yeah. So today, straight to it. Yo, we talking about y'all being nothing but liars, cheaters, deceivers, heartbreakers.
I don't
want you back
in my life.
So I'm taking
the house,
the cars,
the kids,
except the 8-month-year-old that don't sleep in the middle of the night. You can
keep
him.
But I'm taking that dog.
I'll come back for him when he's sleep trained. We want it all, mostly all. We just gonna talk about lies. And are they harmful white lies, little white lies?
Why are you always lying?
Yeah, we gonna talk about that. Some of y'all are habitual liars, and
just lie for nothing.
Just be lying about random nonsense. So yeah, that's what we talking about today. Before we get into the specifics, Tim J the second. How art thou, my bro?
Chilling like a villain, man. That's all I do is chill. Nah, we good. Life is good over here. Sunday was great. Church was good. We had tailgate.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
So that was fun. Met some new people. Interact with people that, you know, that's part of our group, but we never really interacted with them. And so,
yeah. That was good.
You know,
that was good.
Peach cobbler cheesecake. Yeah, should have won. They said it was a tie.
Yeah.
New judges. Need some new judges.
The wild part, it was only two. It was only two desserts.
That was it?
I think so.
That peach cobbler? Who made that? They said anonymous.
Anonymous?
Yeah.
Oh.
On the peach cobbler.
Who was it?
Who was the peach
cobbler?
Tell
us after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us afterwards.
They said it was okay. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, oh, it should have beat the cobbler, the cheesecake.
I believe so. I didn't even try the cobbler.
Cheesecake was good, though.
It was good.
And I don't even like peaches like that, and it was good.
It was good.
But yeah, it was good. Church was good. Family's good. Kids good. They're here again, guys. So just letting y'all know. If we have to run out, we got to be dads and run.
Brought mine this time.
Yep, he brought his little one. Yeah, he's talking about his baby. He said he don't want it all, you know.
Yeah, I brought the one that I said I'm not taking.
Yeah, he brought it. I brought that one. Yeah, so. But yeah, besides that, how about you?
Oh, man, I'm good, bro. I am straight tired. That's just life right now, is tired. We are lacking with disease. It's not as flowing in the Blake household as we would like it to be, but it's all good. One day I will put my head on that pillow and I will
be a rock.
I will hopefully sleep like a rock, like a newborn something, a baby something, all the things that's counted with sleep. I will one day attain it. But as of right now,
no go.
The nights are few and far in between. And the night before I didn't go to sleep at all, trying to do what Pusha T said and leave my elbow in the pot on some Vince Carter type stuff. I was stirring extra hard and I had Jeezy proud.
But everybody
said
it was good.
The way I was in the kitchen. But yeah, I was whipping gumbo up.
We should do a parody. We should do one of those. What you doing, the Jeezy, doing the gumbo and all that?
In
that
the kitchen.
Would be good. Yeah,
yeah,
the kitchen.
Yeah,
and actually talk like him and dub his, you know?
Yeah.
Stir it up and it's like pancakes, you know.
It was a good push a line, man. But y'all ought to know Vince Carter left his elbow in the
dunk contest,
yeah,
guys.
That's where that came from. So yeah, yeah,
Toronto,
yeah, yeah,
Raptor.
Yeah, yeah. Kingdom Girls is in the house.
Woo woo! All three.
Y'all
today.
Don't got no sound. Y'all can get y'all sound effect down. They did. They did. Yeah.
I did put that.
Hallelujah! Whatever y'all got.
Yeah, it's something in there.
Yeah. So yeah. So everyone's good. We're speaking for them. They gave us the head nod. They're feeling good,
y'all.
Feeling great.
We missed y'all last week.
All parties are present. And yeah, we ready to go now. We ready to talk about y'all and y'all lying problem.
Why you always lying? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep saying it.
Yeah, it's fitting. It's fitting for a time such as this.
Such as this. He threw some Esther. Esther and Mordecai.
Somebody will catch it. Somebody will catch it.
Let's put that on out there. Yeah, Esther.
Yeah, but no, we got... I guess they didn't say how this even came up with the line. That's how I knew it was Treacy. It was like we had a request to talk about Little White Lies. So as we were scrambling around trying to get these last minute things for the tailgate, you know, just the world is just not as big as we thought, and the Metroplex is even smaller. So I'm up in Sam's trying to find some ingredients to finish. I hadn't even started, but to get the gumbo going.
Chicken sausage gumbo.
Yeah, and I still did seafood, too.
I can't believe he did the seafood.
Yeah, I did too. So I was like, I need to get some stuff. At Sam's, I don't know why, that random lady is there just waiting for you to show her that you belong in Sam's Club. I don't know what that's about. Like, what you gonna do if I don't got the card? Like, if I really want to be in here, lady, I'm just gonna run right past you. Yeah. Well, anyways, I see two people struggling at the... They just waiting there like she ain't gonna let them into heaven.
They don't let you through.
What they...
And they're normally old folks.
Yeah, man, I will day-day baby D juke you. I'm out of there. If I want to be in Sam's and I don't have my thing, I'm gone. You ain't stopping me, Bertha May. But they was sitting there, held up by Bertha, trying to show that they have their credentials. Yeah, if you got the app, though, it's just a barcode. What, she gonna just look at the barcode for proof? It's plenty of barcodes.
I just did the Sam's thing. I just say Sam, so I just walk in like that.
Yeah,
just scan.
So as they get free from the lady, we're walking and talking, and we're like telling them what I'm cooking, and then you know, Gigi's like, I don't eat that.
Yeah, Gigi. So she's funny.
I was like, no, this one is good. It's chicken and sausage. And I was like, she's like, what else is in there? It's gonna be some. And I was like, well. Okra. And I did. As soon as I said okra, she's like, oh. Then Teresa was like, oh, you should have just lied to her. And I was like, I'm going to save it. I was like, I'm not going to waste my time telling a little white lie. I was like, when I lie to you, it's going to be a big, good, dirty lie.
And you,
I'm not wasting my breath on little baby, little white lie. When I drop a lie, it's big six domino. It's... Yeah, all that other stuff, I'ma keep it authentic, real. Not lying. I'm only lying when it's major. So yeah, that's how it came to be. And now we sit before you talking about lying. And is there ever an acceptable time to tell one?
All the time.
According to Hitch. What did you say? If you lie, I don't know. Lie in the arms of the one you love. It was something finessey, something good that tricked the old girl.
I actually liked that movie.
But it didn't trick her. She was upset, started throwing broccoli pieces at him. But neither here nor there. Is there just ever an acceptable time to lie? Is it cool to lie? Is there a lie that God just don't hold against you that much? Or is a lie a lie a lie? And a lie.
And a lie?
And a lie.
Hmm.
But we gonna, I don't know. We gonna find out. Maybe. But we just gonna talk about liars. Not you. I'm sure you lying at some point in your life, but we not talking about them, Tim. We just gonna talk about, we gonna talk about the liars that the Bible has placed in front of us.
Can't talk about the people in the church. Come on.
Yeah, they liars too.
All of them lie.
Liars too. Oh. Mm-hmm. That's why some people don't become.
That's why
the church is full with liars.
Liars, yep. And people that judge me.
And thieves, oh my.
They're gonna judge me, man.
You should do that one.
Yeah.
Liars, hypocrites, and thieves, oh my.
Yeah.
Liars, hypocrites, and thieves, oh my.
Are you a liar? Are you a hypocrite?
Wizard of Oz.
Which one are you?
Tick. But yeah, so today, maybe, I mean, no one deems her a liar, but she did have to tell a little white one.
But what makes it white and black lie? What's the difference?
I've never heard of a black white lie, but since the white lie,
let me have a black lie.
I don't know. I don't want to bring race into this.
Let me have a white lie. Why is it a white lie?
I don't know. I'd hate to bring race into it, but
ain't all lies supposed to be bad? If lying,
they are. It is bad.
It's bad.
It is bad.
It's white. Is that?
It's man standard.
Yeah.
Man standard makes it the little, you know, when
the
we
little
do something,
white
we do
lie.
Something. Yeah, we just try to, make it a little less egregious for our sake. But to
tell
God,
a little brown lie, please.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? I don't know. It probably just didn't go.
Well, probably because white usually is clean.
It's clean.
And then, so if you tell a little brown lie, they like, bro,
ooh, that's still
dirty.
Still dirty. That's dirty.
That's dirty work.
Oh, but it's a white lie.
It's clean. That's a clean lie.
Safe. Yeah, it's a safe lie. Safe lie. That's it. Safe lie.
Safe lie. But we do. I do the big dirty lies when I gotta lie.
Have you ever lied? It didn't even seem like it was natural for you to lie like that. Like you lied. He was like, that just wasn't right. Like that was
like it wasn't right. Like this is clear that I'm lying,
yeah.
Or it wasn't right because I did such an impeccable job at it.
Yeah, like you did it. You was like, bro, that's out of control. Like you lied.
Like I shouldn't be lying this good. Like there's a problem here.
Like I caught myself. Like oh, did I just lie?
Like Lord, I've been turned into a professional.
That was so smooth.
Wow. Yeah. Like it just went too good.
And they believed it.
Well, the problem with lies is you have to remember it.
That's the problem. I can't. So
cheat code to you liars. Lie small. Lie some of you so you can remember it the next time. So you can keep it going.
It's too much work lying.
Are you like the old people OD? Because if the old people say, if you cheat, then you lie. And if you lie, then you steal. And if you steal, then you lay down the murder game. You kill. That's what the old people say, because they extreme. You know, old people extreme like that. They be putting all type of stuff on your jacket. Them old people been lying
old
to us for years.
Good,
yeah, because they just try to scare you straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But they be lying to you. It's like that. It's like exactly what we talking about. Full circle. Like y'all telling people that, telling us as children that if you have sex before you get married, that your little thing gonna fall off.
Yeah.
That's what the old people used to do.
Yeah.
And then, do this, then you going to hell.
You do it one time, you're getting AIDS. What?
Yeah, they scare you
how
like that.
World?
That's what the old people, they try to scare you straight.
Yeah.
So then you just don't do it. But then once you get older, you like, oh, you a liar.
Yeah, you lied to me, Mom.
But, aha, now we back at the door again, full circle moment. Is there ever a time when lying is okay?
Santa Claus. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Parents, y'all got to stop that. But let's see. So,
Easter Bunny.
We are going to talk about Rahab.
Some lady in the Bible.
Rahab. She was, I don't want to start there. That was rude. That would be rude to start there about Rahab. Let's go.
I mean,
Rahab
she was.
I mean, the Bible says it right away.
She was a whoremonger.
Yeah, they
got
her.
Paid.
Yeah, it did. It said it. This time it wouldn't be me putting it on her.
She was
it's
the prostitute.
Really said that. She was a prostitute. So Rahab was a prostitute. And then the children of Israel, this is where, she was a prostitute in Jericho. Ooh. She had a player house on the wall. I don't even know how you get a house on the wall, but her house was a part of that famous wall. Y'all know the wall. Maybe y'all don't know the wall, but that's not the story for today. But y'all know the wall. It has a Humpty Dumpty crumble moment.
Humpty Dumpty.
It fell down. It fell down. So the spies, they sent some spies in because before you go to take over something, you know, you gotta have some spies. You gotta have some spies go into the area. You gotta check out, gotta assess the situation, what we about to get into. And do you have it? You have it pulled up?
I'm still looking.
Okay, I'll just talk. And then word gets out to the king, like, hey, some of them Israelite spies then came in because the Israelite children had everybody spooked because God was just doing all type of God-type things for them. He was wiping out Pharaoh's armies, and they was walking on dry land that should have been wet and shouldn't even been parted to begin with. But they was doing all these things through the grace and the strength and all things through God, the great one. So the people of Jericho were scared, as they should have been, like, oh, snap, like, they coming for us next. Like, they've been wiping out everybody else. They coming for us. So the king was like, yo, nah, y'all got spies. They trying to plot on us. Nah. They at Rahab's house. Let's go send some people. So they send some people to go check in Rahab. Where they at? We know you got them. Where they at? The Israelite spies. Rahab, then, this is when it happens. You find it? No, find it yet.
Verse 7.
She then is like, I didn't know that they were Israelite spies, which is a good come up. She's a prostitute. So I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, that door had quite a few visitors. Just saying, y'all do the y'all. So that's believable, right? Like, and then she told the people, like, yo, in fact, they just left. She hit them with the they went of that away.
Yeah.
And if you hurry up,
you might catch them.
Yeah, you can catch them spies. But she hit them with the 52 fakes. She hit them
52
fakes in the roof.
Yep, upstairs.
So, yeah. And then we'll just stop there. That was story time with Jarrell, children.
Good job. You did good. You did good. Did a good
all
job.
Right. That was a good story time?
Yeah, good story time.
All right, good place to stop for prayer. I am parched from.
You're parched? Okay, I'll take this one. All right, let's pray, y'all. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for your word. Thank you for just, you know, letting us have some good conversation today about your word. Pray now that something will be said to your people so that they'll get something out of it that they can use in their daily lives. And, you know, ask some questions and, you know, about our topic, you know, lying. Is it bad? Should we lie? Is it an acceptable time to lie? You know, and then maybe share that with somebody else and see what their thoughts is. Open up the doors of conversation so they can lead back to you. We ask for some grace and mercy and just thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, no, that was good. We was in Joshua 2. I don't know what I was looking at, but yeah, story time was great. Oh, so Joshua 2, and that's really cool because, you know, it's really interesting because when Jericho, the one that he's don't want to talk about the Humpty Dumpty, the wall breaking down, you know, the wall, you know, but this is before that. Right? So this is before the walls of Jericho. So he's sending out some spies and we got to do a little backdrop. So when you look at it, this is Joshua. Joshua is now the leader of Israel, right? He's taking over after Moses. Moses is gone. He's over there dead, you know, he's gone. And so Joshua's taken over, and, you know, Moses gave him some final words. And so now this is the big test of Joshua. All right, go get that land. Go do that thing. They're the promised land. You see in the Canaan land? Go out there. Now, Jericho is like your Vegas. It's your oasis in paradise in the desert. So everybody is in Jericho. The who's who is in Jericho. Everybody is there. And so, so you got a mixed place. And so, yeah. So when soldiers want to let off some steam, what do they go do? They go find something to do. And they go to the taverns and find the red light district. And you know, Rahab, she cool. You know, you don't do the dirt in the city. You don't do it in. You do it on the outskirts.
That's why.
And
she's
so
on the
she
wall.
Got her house in the wall.
Oh, like, on the wall.
So we on the outer outs, the Outer Banks for real, for real. And so yeah, so they there. So that's actually kind of a scary spot to be at, actually. You're in a wall. The enemy is coming. You're the first ones they gonna kill. Like if there's a battle, like oh, we gonna hit the wall. We gotta get through. Your house, like who put a house in a
I don't know. It's wild though. I thought about that plenty of times when I've read that though.
Like, that's interesting.
Crazy spot. But it might be smart.
It might be. Yeah.
Or perhaps.
In this case, it was smart.
Yeah, or perhaps, you know, that's just God's will that you built that house there, Rahab.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
You got a house right there. And, like, I did some research. It was, like, 15 feet wide. So, 15 feet wide, that wall.
That's crazy.
So, that's good.
That's thick.
Yeah, one apartment. That's a nice little room.
That's thick, yeah.
Right up in there. Yeah. And so, that's kind of cool. So you got Rahab, she's doing there. You see what he said about the spies going there. And this is even cool because the spies, Joshua was a spy. So he knows the game.
Yeah, how you move.
How you move as a spy. So, you know, because Joshua, we go back, you got to look at Joshua and Caleb when they was going to take scoping out the promised land. He was one of the 12 spies that went out there. And I think we talk about that. I think one of the episodes we talked about something about the spies.
Oh, yeah, we made mention of it. Yeah.
But Joshua was like one of the 12. He was one of the two that said, hey, we should take the land. And 10 to be like, hey, let's destroy the land, right? Not destroy it. Don't take it. It's giants in there.
Thank you.
That was one of those things. And so now we get to Rahab. She's over here about to tell some story, you know. I'm an old school cat, raised by old school people, you know. You can't say lie.
You got to say fib
or
story.
You got to say fib or stop telling stories. Timothy is telling a story, Mom, you know. So storytelling, you know. And so Rahab, she told a story. Hey, bro. We see that there were some men that came into our town. Where they go?
Where they at?
You know what? I didn't know that they was in that. I think they down there by the gate. They already left. I didn't know that they was like the enemy or something.
Yeah.
I just, you know. And the crazy part about this, because let's get back to the lies. The crazy part was her lie a good lie?
Was it a good lie?
Was it a good lie?
She meant well, but I don't know. Because then I don't know if we can call a lie good. But she meant well.
It was a good lie.
She meant well.
I would go I would say it was a good lie.
You would take it to the bank?
Yeah. I would say it's a good lie. And the only reason why I would say it was a good lie, because she was saving life. She lied to save life.
But is that a thing?
It's not justifiable, but it is justifiable. She lied to save a life.
But do you have to, though? Because all right, so I guess my struggle
with... Let's go.
So my struggle with that is, speaking to this particular moment is...
I'm speaking in this moment.
Okay.
Speaking in this moment.
if God wanted them delivered, he was going to deliver them either way. Like, if God didn't want the spies to get caught, then they wasn't going to get caught, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and it wouldn't have mattered what Rahab told the people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's why I'm like, that's the thing. Because I was like, I balance on, like, it seems like the right time to lie. Like, I don't see anything wrong with the lie.
Right.
Right? Like, so I'm like, yeah, but then I'm like, all right, God don't need us to lie to do what he wants to do.
All right. Now, what about this then? What about this? Okay. We as people are flawed people, right?
We are.
So God used flawed people.
Mm-hmm.
What does flawed mean? Anything that's not perfect.
We gonna make up. We gonna make some mistakes.
So he used.
We fall down.
So, we'll get back up. but you look at you. I look at it from a standpoint. If we're a flawed people, mm-hmm. God is not gonna change the flawedness in the person to do his will. He's gonna use that flawed person, and that's what makes the glory so much better. Like God getting the glory.
Yeah.
Because he used the foolishness of that person. So. In Rahab's case, I'm just talking about Rahab. I ain't talking about life.
Talking about y'all.
I ain't
lying.
Talking about life.
Y'all lying. I'm just saying Rahab. I'm saying some lives to lie.
I'm just saying that Rahab, when you look at Rahab's situation, yo, it's already deemed she a prostitute. She already a liar.
She's playing
into what they already know.
Yeah.
Or what they think she is. She's already playing into that. That's what I think. So, you know, God says, hey, Rahab, I'm going to use that to do my will because they already going to use, they're going to play, they already know what's up with you. Like, she got to be a liar. But the crazy part about it,
she got to be a liar.
She got to be. But the crazy part about it, the man took her word still. That was the weird part.
Because the house has a lot of visitors. Like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, they're not going to know. Like, I mean, they kind of have to take her word. And they know they've been to her house.
Yeah, they've been there.
They know, too.
There's Rahab.
Rahab house.
That's the only one we going to know. Rahab. Like, nobody else. Oh, it's Rahab. Yeah,
probably
Rahab
would know. Because they was there on Nay Day.
We saw some men come through.
It was my day to be at Rahab.
There's always men here.
So that's probably,
I'm just saying.
I'm with that.
What I look at. So I'm looking at it from the story of like, okay, God's going to use that.
Yeah.
You know, like use like, what was the king? Daniel.
Nebuchadnezzar?
Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the day, he used him. But even, what was it, Darius? He used him. Hey, y'all go back. You know, but he was the, you know, foul king. Like, they always foul people that God used. So, the question is, justifiable? I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
Is it justifiable? In Rahab's case, you can make a case that it was justifiable because it was saving life. Now, anything after that, I can't justify. I can't get to that justification point.
I mean, but do we have to? I guess the thing is going to be this, right? Like, because we don't know what our tape is going to look like when we stand before God.
Right.
We don't know if he's going to bring that up. Like,
let me look this up. Hey, what happened on this day?
Yeah, like, I mean, because look, I mean, Rahab is in the Hall of Faith.
Yeah, she there.
Right.
Hebrews 11, guys, if y'all know the Hall of Faith.
Yeah, Hebrews 11, Hall of Faith. The list of names of those who had faith, which I'm jumping. But, yeah, that's she's in there.
Yeah.
She has a bus.
And Jesus line. Ooh.
Huh?
And Jesus is lying.
There's a bus.
Ooh.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, all of that.
But, yeah, it happens. It happens. Or does it need to happen, though, is the question today.
So, like,
does it need to happen?
So, like, I was going to tell a lie today, a white lie, if it was a white lie. So remember yesterday. We're going to use yesterday. Same person. We're going to put her out. Because she said, I don't eat chicken on the bone. And y'all are some weird people that don't eat chicken on the bone.
One of the Kingdom Girls.
Yeah, that is the wildest thing.
Oh, y'all got to see this picture. Well, you might make that the cover of how one of the Kingdom Girls eat their chicken on the bone.
On the bone. Like, this was the weirdest thing. But anyway, she was like, ooh, that chicken looks so good. Oh, I'm going to eat a piece of chicken today. And so she ate the chicken. She was, she tore up like 4 pieces of chicken. Like, I don't know. She was tearing it up with a fork, but it was clean than the other girls. Because that girl, we're going to put that Wingstop picture up. We got to put that
It might pop up. Look.
That you wasted $13 on some. But she said, ooh, it's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain because I'm eating chicken on a bowl. I said, okay, so like today I was like, hey, I saw a little sprinkle. That's what I was going to text her. Hey, I saw a little sprinkle today. Like, man, it's raining, you know? So it was that lie or is that just like being...
I just take that as like, it's just like a joke, just being facetious. I don't take that as like...
But isn't that not being truthful?
I guess so. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. God, you like jokes.
I was going to say, I think it has to depend on the intent, right?
Ooh. Oh, well, I don't know. Is a lie based off of intent?
Or is it perception?
We don't know. Ooh. I mean, God has a sense of humor. He might be... Look, because what if he made it rain today, actually?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What did you say? Did you say you saw rain or always rain?
Oh, I was like, oh, man, it was going to rain. Like, it was raining at my house. That's what I was going
to
say.
Oh, I was about to say. So, like, I was like, hey, it's raining. Because you could make an excuse like, it's raining somewhere.
No.
Like, you know, sometimes it be, sometimes you got a little.
I was going to say, it's sprinkling in my front yard. I see some rain on the window.
I mean, that was a lie. Or you could have just said, hey, there's some dew.
There's some dew. But now we're,
did you have dew this morning?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know.
You might have had some dew. Dew be on the ground a lot. Did your sprinkler system come on?
It probably. What was today? Some dew. It depends. I think they come on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could have had some dew. I don't know. We don't know.
The Bible says thou shalt not lie.
You should not lie.
It's a Ten Commandments.
And it's one of the 7 things that Solomon listed God hates. And it's one of them things that I feel like he said there's 6. And he's like, nah. Actually, there's 7. But... lie is twice.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. So there's the 6. It's 6.
It's twice for lying.
Yeah. It is.
So I don't. He says something intense like, God, I hate.
Yeah, he hates liars. But then you got to look at it in the context of you got the pride of life, right? That's it. But that all entails lying. Because you got to keep that, you lying to yourself to keep that pride up. So it's like lying is like the root of everything. Sin didn't come into the world until a lie came from the devil. You're not going to die.
Sure you won't die.
And then what did Eve do? She started lying from the jump. Hey, if we even look at it, we will die. No, that wasn't even in the text. So you lying right after...
Too much on God.
Lying is wild. Yeah, and Adam started blaming everybody besides him. It was that woman you gave me, God. She gave me that fruit.
And see, that's what lying do. See, that's why the old people might have been on to something then. Because you got to keep on doing something else. Because now you get, how Cain ended up killing.
Yep.
All of his spawn from a lie. Lying. So I guess technically... If you
don't lie, guys,
cheat, you lie. And if you lie, you steal. And if you steal, you kill.
I think they were just trying to rhyme. I think it was just more of the rhyme.
The old people was trying to just rhyme.
Because you know, in the old people, they had rhyme.
Because I'm like, cheat what?
Huh?
Cheat on what?
I know.
You a cheater, like you stepping out on your spouse cheating? Or you cheat on games? Well, they ain't play games back in their day.
Well, they did play games. How do you cheat on jacks?
I mean, when someone not looking, you might
take some marbles off the field.
Cause that's what, yeah, you can do. I mean, you can always cheat with something. So I don't know what they meant by it, but I guess it's just the fact that it's going to progress. Money. Is the thing, and maybe that's why God hates, because it's just
progressive.
Yeah,
it keeps going.
It's a growing monster that you have to feed until you come to the end of yourself, and then usually you get your relief when you then decide to tell the truth.
Oatmeal cookies again.
Because it's a burden to keep lying. And then that's usually people like, I just can't keep this up anymore. Well, that's how it happens in the movies.
And then they have a psychotic break, and then they'd be like, life is over. And then it'd be the rain scene at the window looking out. Oh,
but
and then Prince Charming come around and be like, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. Let's go get us some Cup of Joe. And then, yeah, Hallmark movies, guys. Lifetime movies.
There are seen them all.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Seen them all.
But Christmas is coming, and I'm ready for it. I'm not down for that. Ready for the 40 days of Christmas movies. I'm ready. Every day, me and Shalice is going to watch it. Every day.
Not down with that.
Where they do the fake kiss.
Not down
with
that.
My friend from high school, and then they leave, go out to college.
Not down with that.
Come back. Oh, you here? You still here in town? Yeah, I'm over here, like the Hollywood, you know, the Holiday Inn. You know, Christmas pageant, festival.
Always some party, some great gathering.
And then they meet up, and, oh, he's really cute. You should go look at him. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then he breaks her heart or whatnot, or there's some misinformation or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, from somebody lying. And then that's what happens. They leave out something in their past.
And then they have that dramatic look, like that moment.
And then somehow they just get back together. Lifetime, just don't have them get back together one time.
It'll be good. It'll be real. Real life.
Yeah, make it real. Just one time.
You got me living in fairy tale land. But that's what lying will do. You in fairy tale land.
Yeah.
Because you just lying to be lying. Yeah. You know, we got people in our air that we know that just be lying.
Just lying.
And it's like, is it beneficial for you to lie? No, it can't be beneficial for you to lie. Go ahead.
What about lying to your kids?
We all do that, parents.
What, with the Santa Claus thing?
Or no, like when it comes to like eating vegetables or something.
About they won't grow?
Yeah, or telling them there's not vegetables in this, knowing that there is.
See, I don't have to do any of that stuff yet. I mean, the only thing I'm playing right now is the Tooth Fairy game.
Yeah.
That's the only one that I'm not doing the best job at it. Like, a couple times.
He forgot?
Huh?
Did you ever forget?
Yeah. Like, a couple of nights. And I just like, oh, snap. Like, and then when she's at school, I'll just go retrieve the tooth again. Because I'm like, man, I forgot to get the tooth last night. And then I had to lie. Because then she asked me, and I was like, man, he probably ain't have enough money. To give you, that's a big tooth, you know? Like, he got to break off real. Then I had to come out of pocket more money than I originally intended because
it's true.
I started lying.
That's true.
It's just a snowball effect.
We the same over here.
That's what happened. Yeah, I forgot.
Man, we're going to have to get us a new tooth fairy. He keep forgetting. That's my. He keep forgetting. I'm like, what? Did he come today? And I'm playing with it.
Yeah.
Did he come?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how lies work.
Today?
And it's wild because Callie almost be having it, and she almost be having the tooth in the headlock. Like, so I'm trying to move the tooth. Like, I gotta move her. I gotta wait for stuff because she putting the tooth. I'm like, hey, I was like, you gotta remember, fairies are little. Like, if you on top of it, he can't pick up your head. And that you gotta do a whole bunch of stuff. That's why I was like, baby, I think it's best if you just have it on the far end of the bed because that's a lot of work for those little fairies.
I was trying to put my eyes on my kids got bunk beds. I was trying, just put it on the stairs. Just put it on the stairs.
Gotta make it easy.
Just get it. Oh man, we are bad. You gotta make it easy. Why you lying to your kids, man?
Man, cause I'm, you know, really why I'm lying. I'm peer pressured into it. Yeah. Y'all stop making me lie to my kids. Where the camera at?
Yep.
Y'all stop making us lie to our children. Stop coming up with this nonsense, and then I won't have to keep it going. But I don't do the Easter bunny.
Yeah, now that's,
he's out of here.
That's weird.
He's gone.
A bunny laying brown eggs. What kind of weirdness is that?
Oh, he's gone. Adios. We don't play that. I don't do the Tooth Fairy. I really don't do Santa Claus either, but sometimes my wife sprinkles that in, so I just let it go. But I don't do that either. Like, it just happens. But it's that, and it's those school kids. Like, because she want to have her story, too, when she's at school. Yep. So my wife's like, you can't step on that.
I was going to say, do you think if you're honest with your kids about these imaginary things, like, are they gonna go back to school and tell the other kids?
I could care less about that. That's not a deterrent for me.
Okay.
Like, yeah, that's not a deterrent for me. Her breaking it to other children, nah. Great, then we can stop this. But yeah, cause I'm like, it's too much going on. It's too much happening here. And maybe if you find out that it's not, nah, I was about, nah, it ain't. Cause I was about to say, maybe she find out that it's us getting these stuff that should treat it better. But that ain't it. Cause she'd be right there in the store with us when we get stuff, and she still.
I was 12 years old, and I saw an elf. I will say that.
You saw a little person?
I saw a little person with red hair and pointy ears.
Where?
In the country, in Mississippi. It scared me. I don't know who it is. I promise you, red hair and everything. You better close your eyes or you're going to get some ashes. We had a fireplace. Ashes was there.
That's what he told you?
Yeah, that's what she said. So
she was.
Yeah, it scared the mess out of me.
Man, that's like, what's that one? That's like that scary movie with the tooth fairy, the killing one, where she was, if you saw her when she was replacing your tooth, then.
You die?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. See, I don't like stuff like that. I can't.
Good. That would just encourage you to stay asleep.
Yeah.
Stop getting up in the middle of the night unless you're going to go to the potty. And then you can keep it going. But Rahab, because we done went all over the place, Rahab, with these lies, that's what lying make you do, make you go down all these roads that you were never supposed to go down from to begin with. So after Rahab sent them people the wrong way, wait, we never read it. But after she sent them people the wrong way, we'll read what came to be from that. Because some good stuff happened with that. You'll get to read it for yourselves now. So when she, after she sent the people in the opposite direction looking for the guy, she went up to the roof and was like,
y'all come on out.
Yeah. The coast is clear.
That's what they say.
The coast is clear. Yeah. The coast is clear. So yeah, then that, and she was like, all right. Now, I need y'all to make me a promise. I looked out for y'all.
Now look out for me.
Now I need y'all to look out for me. Now that I know y'all serve the one true living God, y'all God is the one that's making y'all get rid of everybody. Y'all God is the one that's doing it. I recognize that. My people also recognize, but they spooky. But they scared. They scared. Like, but, so, since I did this for y'all, y'all have to promise that when y'all do come, no harm will come to me or my family.
Yep.
You want to take the story from?
Yeah.
Yeah, story time.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Hey, look. I want you to take it. Well, hold on. It's a lie with some conditions. Because at the end, it was like, okay, I did this, now.
Yeah, now.
You're going to have to repay me because I lied for y'all.
See, that's what I'm saying. Isn't it good?
It's going to cost you something. Yeah, no, and it's so, take care of my family. Make sure, like, you know, nothing happens to my mom, my dad, anybody that come out. And we're going to be good. Basically, it's like, yo, I just make sure the family is secure. But then the spies were like, okay, cool, we'll do that. You right, 100. Mm-hmm. But if they come out before we get the sign, that's on them. That's on their head.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with that. No. Remember that.
Yeah, they got to stay in the house.
They got to stay in the house.
Everybody
got to
stay in your house.
We say it's clear. But if you out in the hallway and they get got, that's on them.
You can't.
The blood ain't on our hands. She agreed. And, you know, did she take her down with the rope?
Yeah, then she let them. She that was one of the benefits of living on the wall. That's what I'm saying.
She let them down on the rope.
She had that. See, she had that house there
for a reason. Purpose. It was a purpose.
It was
given
a purpose.
House.
Her purpose and God's purpose for her house
it
being there were
up.
Completely different beings, but God used her wall house.
Yep, and put that scarlet scarf. On the wall.
Yeah.
So y'all go read the story.
Safety.
Joshua 2.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
I'm not going to read it. Read Joshua 2. We're going to do y'all some homework. Read Joshua 2. Put that in the comments, like what y'all thought about Joshua 2. What y'all thought. Interact with us, please.
And Hebrews 11. I feel like I know the verse per se. I did at some point. It's in the 30s. But you should just read the whole thing.
Because isn't it 17
but
people
it's in the 30s.
It's 17 people, right? Didn't I make y'all do that, Kingdom Girls?
It's a lot
of
them.
It's 18 people, 17
I think it's
people,
about
18 people
of them.
In there?
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame of
That's
faith.
Listed. Well, yeah, this is where he started. There's a lot of them. Paul was like, I ain't got the time.
Yeah.
Ain't got the time to tell y'all about the...
He went from Moses to...
Yeah, he started. Started
Abraham.
All the way from... Yeah, he started out from Abel.
Yeah.
Abel, all the way. Counted to him as righteousness.
Yep.
Because he gave the first. And it's all about faith. And that's what made Rahab legit.
It was a faith game.
I don't know if her lie is legit, but it was faith. She had faith in God. A God that wasn't
hers.
And all through hearing. It all came by hearing, though.
Yep.
That's what they say. What is it?
Yeah.
Faith by hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she had faith based off of all the things that she heard that God did for the children of Israel.
But seeing the men that helped her faith. She was like, oh, these people, they for real.
Yeah, they hear.
We done heard some stories, but y'all real.
Yeah, they hear now.
Y'all real.
Yeah. That was
Don't lie, guys. That's what we're trying to say. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
But if you have to lie for life, okay? You have to. Nah. Don't lie. Don't lie.
Yeah, because when God
don't
bring
lie.
If God bring that
don't
to your
lie.
Doorstep,
you know
you,
better.
Don't put
from
that
right
on cut
wrong.
From the same him.
Yeah.
Don't put that on Jarrell. You can put that on Tim, because Tim said.
Yeah, you can put it on me.
Nah, don't put that on my bro neither.
You knew right from wrong. Do not lie. Because at the end of the day, he's gonna say. Did you know my word? Did you understand? Did I give you the written word? Did I give you the... You right. Because you're still going to have to... I mean, you're still going to have to get judged for it. Like, you're still getting the whooping. You lied. You did something that was... You told something that wasn't true. So by that standard of not telling lies and you told one, there's going to be a consequence to it. Now, whatever that consequence is, we don't know. Whether the lie was a good lie or a bad lie, we don't know. Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because the word says don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
God will,
But this is
God
when you,
is God.
God will judge me.
only God can judge me.
Only God.
Yeah, he knows that I had to tell. There was no other way.
He knows my heart.
I had to tell that lie.
He knew my heart.
God
he
knows
knew it.
I was between a rock and a hard place. My back was against the wall.
So I told the white lie.
Now it's a white lie.
That is kind of funny. Why you just don't lie to her?
It's a little white one. Just a little white.
SAT Sunday school. No, I'm just put that out there.
Yeah,
church folks, we justify our lies.
We be lying.
Well, it's cool. Parents, we justify our lies.
Yeah.
What about y'all young people? Do y'all justify y'all lies?
Yeah.
Yeah? Y'all justify them big time?
Honesty is the best policy.
That sound like a lie.
You didn't even say it with confidence.
How we talked about lying good earlier.
Just lying for no reason.
Damn. No one's not going to believe that. Where's the conviction? You gotta say it like
you mean it.
Yeah, you gotta put some.
You gotta believe the lie to make the lie real.
Yeah, man. You gotta get your Denzel on when it's time. You gotta dig into your best character.
With the glory tear, baby.
Firework.
Woo!
Firework. But yeah,
Training Day was his best movie when he died. That's how he got that Oscar. He had to die.
He spent the whole movie lying to Jake.
And then what was it, the Russians that got him? Was it the Russians?
Yeah, whole time lying. See, it was lies. Lies just stay away. Just stay away, people.
Don't lie.
I'm going to scare y'all into being honest folk.
Don't lie.
Yeah. I'm going to scare y'all into it.
Don't be a liar.
Yeah. But as Tim spoke to, because what Tim talked about was the permissive will of God. So, and this is not to say green card to lie. It's not your green card to do anything purposely against God.
But he allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
He allowed it.
Yeah.
You got the perfect will and the permissive will. The perfect will is the way God planned it, or the way that God had it outlined for us, right? That's the perfect will of God. The permissive will is you got out of line, yeah, but you still got to the same destination.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
in the end, God got the glory
and all that. Yeah. Case in point, we see Moses and Aaron. God tells Moses, he like, Yo, I need you to go out here and get my people out and all that stuff. You know the story. Let my people go and all that good old stuff. And this is on the mountain, right? A holy ground and all of that. And he was like, I can't, God. I can't speak. I stutter. I can't talk and all of that. So he had to go and give that over to Aaron, his brother. Let Aaron be the one to do all the talking and Moses just be... I'm here. The movie's got it wrong, guys. It's like, oh, Moses doing all the talking. Nah, it was Aaron, the brother, right? So that was a permissive will, though. The perfect will was, Moses, you the leader.
You do it.
You get out there. You talk and speak. But I can't. This is going to go on something totally different. He had his self look. He looked at himself saying, I can't do something when God said he could. So now he had a self-esteem issue, a self-appearance. What is that? A self, help me out, one of y'all. One of them self things about yourself.
Self-worth.
So self-worth. I can't because I stutter. I have an ailment.
She got to think highly of yourself.
And God was like, bro, I'm about to use you to let go of my people. Let my people, you go free them. Right? And then we see this weird thing down the line. Now Moses, this is the geek in me now. Now Moses was, he went from being leader and priest or ruler, king to priest to just being a priest. All right? Or just a leader. And now Aaron is the priest. So it could have been, the king could have been, the leader could have been, the leader and the priest. There was no separation of church and state, right? That's why when we see Jesus coming back in Revelations, we see what? He is the king, right? Mm. He's the king and the savior. He's the ruler and the savior. He's the one. So, you know, that could have, Moses could have been the picture of, but Jesus had to finish it and become perfect. So, sorry, random. That's what happens when you get a preacher and then some geek stuff.
It's all good.
But anyway, that's the permissive will of God. So don't lie. Let's keep harping that in.
Don't do it. Don't lie.
Lying is not good. Not even getting out of a traffic ticket, okay? Don't lie.
I told y'all I'm going to scare y'all out of it. So here's a scary story. It was a cold, dark, and muddy night. Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't any of those things. I actually don't know what it
was. He just lied in his story. He just lied in the opening.
I don't know what it was like, but look. There was two people, a husband and a wife.
Lies.
And they told what, I don't even know what type of lie they would have deemed this as. But anyways, they had some land. Sold their land. And then they came into the church like, man.
He want to go rabbit hole. That's what he's doing.
I gave it up. Because we got to sometimes, because we talked about the permissible will, but sometimes it's not, this is just not in the will of God at all. So there's no glory at the end of it. So there ain't going to be no good ending. So they sold the land, came in the church, the husband, he first, you know, men first.
Culture.
Yeah. So men come first. It's like, yeah, man, sold all this land and yeah, man, I'm just going to give it all up to the church. Don't give it all to the church. The whole kit and caboodle. Gonna give it to the church. Paul found out. Paul was like, bro, why did you do that? Why? Why did you say that?
You did this.
That wasn't the church's to begin with. Look, that's your business. If you wanted to sell your land, could have sold your land. That's your money. Whatever you wanted to give the church for it, could have gave the church. Nobody's tripping on that, bro. Nobody's sweating that.
Nobody.
Like, man, we ain't counting your pocket. Like, that's all you, whatever you got. Now, you didn't lie to me. You didn't lie to the church. You lied to God. Lied to the Holy Spirit. And what happened?
Dead.
On the spot.
You died.
Immediately.
That boy dropped to the floor.
As soon as Paul finished saying that.
He ate some dust.
Mm-mm-mm. Then a couple hours later,
the chick comes.
Here comes his wife. Yeah, she don't
I can know. See how she was skipping along.
Walking quick like, yeah.
Ah. Woo.
You know. Now, here come Paul. Now he asking, because he got to find out. Yeah. Like, did y'all plan this thing, or is he operating on his own? So now Paul like, hey, come out at your boy. Let me ask you something. So, now, that was everything that y'all got from the land? She said, oh, yes, sir. That was everything. He said, everything. She said, everything. Read my lips, Paul. Everything.
Why? Dead.
Oh, now they're going to drag you off with your husband. That's what his last word she heard. They're going to drag you off.
Yep.
Just like they did your husband. Ta-da! She fell. The boys pulled her off and wrapped them, and that was it. Because you don't got to lie. Because they lied. This was a self-lie. This lie was to make themselves look good in the eyes of men.
Yeah.
It wasn't for... It was so they can get some glory.
Yeah.
Now, this is the human side of me that's about to make this point about Rahab. At least Rahab did it to save a life. So I guess I might be... I'm teetering here. I'm like...
Because she said,
sometimes here, sometimes over there. But that's my flesh that is just trying to.
She saved a life that was going to give God glory. Ananias and Sapphira or whatever.
Sapphira.
They were like, nah, we doing it for us. Me, and us. Mm.
They both did.
Why are you lying about that? We sold all our stuff. But let's do context for the end nice for Sobriety. The church is just now getting started.
We can't handle everything.
Yeah. And they do communal stuff. And now you got her like, yeah, we gonna sell all our stuff.
We gonna save.
Yeah.
We gonna sell it. We gonna say we gave it all.
We gonna be the
all.
Big contributors at our church.
They gonna put our name on the pew.
Yeah. This one was donated.
Our name gonna be on the pew. The first pew, too.
A plaque
the
on the
deacon
wall.
Pew.
We built this fellowship hall. Like, I'm...
Yeah, that's gonna be the... That's the Ananias and Sapphira Hall.
The new parking lot for the donkeys. Like, we got... the new rope stand, you know? They got to put the tire of the donkeys on. Like, yeah, no. You just lied for your own glory. Just lying
for your own glory.
Yeah. So that's where I stand. You got to say, that's where I'm at. I'm like, if it's for your own glory, don't lie. But if it's for God's glory, lie your butt off. I'm just playing.
No, just don't lie.
Just don't lie. Like,
hey. Just don't lie. Just don't lie. Don't lie.
Yeah, no.
Because you just don't know. You don't know what. You should lie in general.
Be the gangster. Don't even lie if it's a gun pointed to your head. Don't even lie there. Just shoot me. Just do it. Just do it. I'm ready to see Jesus. Just shoot me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just act in faith.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's really the moral.
Have a discerning spirit.
So act in faith. Act in faith. That's all you gotta do.
Activate in me.
Yeah. Let it lead you in. Yeah. Whew, that's
that was
it.
A lot today.
That was it. That was a.
You went longer than normal. I thought we was gonna go like 40 minutes.
I thought so too, but then I was like, man, we hit some stuff there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't even get to talk what I wanted to say.
What did you want to say? Get it out.
I want to know. We don't have time because I wanted to talk about people in the church. I wanted to talk about people just lying.
Being liars.
Lying. Yeah. Because we are getting duped by the people in the church. That's causing all the confusion and lying. The team looking at me crazy.
We'll save that for our Wizard of Oz episode.
I'm tired of these preachers lying to y'all people. It might not. Taking y'all stuff.
What is...
Because I need a new roof for my church.
Yeah. Oh, because the hurricane?
The hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying. But that's it, y'all.
We'll make it the Wizard of Oz episode. We'll find us a tin man, a lion, and a
scarecrow.
Yeah. I told you, that's how we're going to do.
There's a lot of scarecrows
lions,
out
tigers,
there.
And bears. Oh, my. We'll do something. Liars, hypocrites, and something.
Thieves.
Oh, my. Because y'all be lying. Just lying.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we're done. Anywho, this was it, y'all. Hey, if you don't know Jesus, man, look, we want you to know that Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he wants you to have the best life you can have with him. Not what the world says is the best life. Not what the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the social say is the best life. Jesus saying, if you come and follow me and accept me, you will have the best life ever. Yeah, no, because it cost you the world, but you gained me instead. So if you want to know Jesus for yourself, just say this little simple prayer. God, I'm sorry for all the things that I've done. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life. I want you to change me, make me new so that I can be a person that can give you the glory in everything that I do. I ask for the forgiveness. I believe in your son for dying on the cross for my sins. And I believe he rose again to solidify my salvation. And I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you said that prayer, you're a saved brother and sister. And you got some new family members. Got Jay. You got me. You got the Kingdom Girls. Hey. So you got all of us, and we are a big family. So if you said that prayer, put it in the comments. Shoot us an email. Reach out to us. Talk to us. We want to hear from you because we love you. And we're not doing this just for self-gain. We're doing this for God's glory. So we're just trying to be a vessel and a light to share the good news of Jesus to everyone. All right? So that's all I got to say. Jay, pray us out, and we are... done.
Howdy. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for just being a great and merciful God who, in spite of our shortcomings, still get the glory and honor that you deserve. We ask that you would help us to just walk in faith and not to walk in the flesh. And we ask that you would touch the hearts of those that are listening, God, and if they aren't believers, that they would come to know you for themselves and would accept your son. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's another episode of Cut From The Same Hymn Podcast. I'm your boy, Tim J. That is...
Terrell.
And we are out of here. Remember, get to him, like, comment, subscribe, shoot us an email. We want to hear from you. And I'm still waiting for somebody to come talk to me. All right. Love y'all. I'm out of here.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
Peace.
You ain't got to lie.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.